Today's gospel is taken from the 10th chapter of Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like a master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them. For nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs on your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Maybe you don't like gospel Jesus. Most people don't. But we'll get back to that in a second. I think most people, they don't like gospel Jesus. They like lightsaber Jesus. Remember in Star Wars when that came out, 1977? Is that right? I think it was 77. And the poster had Luke Skywalker. I don't think I'm giving anything away. And the poster is, you know, has the big, he's like that, lightsaber Jesus. Who wants lightsaber Jesus? Raise your hand if you want lightsaber Jesus. All right, at least a couple people are honest and want lightsaber Jesus like me. The only reason, did you hear that? Ooh, I'm cutting stuff. Anyway, lightsabers are pretty cool. I'll put that away for right now. I'm going to give that to the responsible pastor. If you turn to the text, the gospel text specifically, and that's the thing about all these texts today, like that first one that Marvin read, that Jeremiah thing, I encourage you to read it, the whole Jeremiah, and see what the context is. There's a lot of context to get to the meaning of these texts. But right in the middle of this text is a very famous saying of Jesus that people have used to say, I like lightsaber Jesus. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Don't think I've come to bring peace to the earth. I've not brought peace. I've brought a sword. That's the lightsaber Jesus. That's the Luke Skywalker Jesus. Do you think that's really what he meant there? Do you think? Now, in the we have a text study on Wednesdays here with the pastor. So when we were talking about this text, I had a knife I had, and I flipped it open, I slammed it on the table, which I was going to do here, but they thought that was probably too much, so I went with the lightsaber instead. but that's the real question. When you hear things, or read things, when we hear the stories, what do they mean? Does Jesus mean a sword? In Luke writes that Jesus says, I've come to bring division. But not in good old Matthew. Matthew's an all or nothing kind of writer. That's what's on my golf ball, my college roommates. We meet every year, the five of us, and one year someone gave us all a personalized ball. And for some reason, they thought mine should say all or nothing. But I think that's this gospel. It's all or nothing. Jesus wants all of us. All of us. That's why he says all these things. Here. If you're going to be my disciple, it's going to be hard. That's that first part. So, don't worry. Don't fear. It's going to be hard. I'm just telling you. It is going to be hard. That's a reality. If you follow me. Because I want everything. I want everything. Follow me. I want all of you. So don't fear the people who are going to get in your way and get in the way of the gospel and the good news. But if you're going to fear anybody, fear the one who takes both body and soul. Fear God. If you're going to fear anybody, fear God. And then he makes this all or nothing statement. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledged me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Father in heaven. There's a scene later on in this story. It's another scene with a sword. And Judas, the betrayer, is there. And the disciples are there, seeing Judas come with the Romans. And they're coming with swords. And it's at that place where Jesus says, because one of them draws a sword and slices off an ear, saber style. And Jesus says, wait a minute. You have not understood what I'm about. It's not about the sword. It's not. Because if I wanted help, I wouldn't need your help. I would call angels down, legions of them. And we take care of this right now. That's not what I'm about. And then he goes on to tell them, it's about fulfilling this mission I've had from the beginning. This strain of in Scripture that we have of a suffering servant. That's me. I've told you that again and again. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. They're going to persecute me. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be raised from the dead. That's part of the program. Put your swords away. Put your swords away. So that's another place just in this story where I don't think Jesus was saying, take up your sword and follow me. Because that's not what peace is about. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Your enemies are living with you. There's Beth and I are having conflict because I follow Jesus and she did well, and she follows Jesus and I don't. Let's just be clear. Or Isaiah follows Jesus and I don't, my son. When Jesus says, follow me, he wants it all. He wants it all. And when Jesus gets everything from someone, it's disruptive. It is. It can be disruptive everywhere, including your family, and even in your household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Come on, Jesus. Can you just speak clearly, please? Please. Being worthy. Remember Wayne's World? We're not worthy. We're not worthy. There's another story in Matthew about being worthy. A centurion. A soldier. Who carries a sword. Is interacting with Jesus. And his daughter needs to be healed. And so he's talking with Jesus. And Jesus says, what you want? I'd like my daughter to be healed. And he said, well, let me come. And he said, Jesus, don't come into my house. I'm not worthy. Just say the word. And I know she'll be healed. Just say the word. And when I was Catholic, and the Catholic Church still does this, before communion every time. That's where that comes from. Jesus, I'm not worthy, but just say the word and I shall be healed. Think about that today when you come up for communion. Because we're supposed to remember this meal. And that's part of remembering it. If you don't feel worthy, Jesus is saying, come on up. Follow me. Follow me to this meal. You're worthy. I want to heal you. So, well, I like Lightsaber Jesus, and we do, and we like movies, and it's fun to watch a story, good over evil, from last week. Jesus is not saying take up a sword. Because we know the rest of the story. How does the story end? Well, Scripture is fulfilled. He goes to Jerusalem, is crucified, and he's raised. And just like in this story, in the first part, because this is the end of this kind of scene here, in the first part of this scene, Jesus, and Beth preached about this last week, Jesus called all of his disciples, including the one who was going to betray him, and said, go. He said, go, and gave them instructions. Heal everybody. Take care of sickness. Make people whole. And proclaim that the kingdom of God is near. Which is the hardest part. That grace is for everybody. It's for everybody, like Frank saying. I don't know much, but I'm a sinner full of grace, and that's why I'm here. I'm following Jesus with everything that God gave me. I'm a sinner full of grace to tell you that. You are worthy. So that's the context for our story today. Go with these instructions. Heal and tell people the good news. And that's what's in the end of this gospel. In the end of this gospel, Jesus says twice in his encounter with the disciples, don't worry, don't fear. And then it's the last lines of the Gospel of Matthew. Go and make disciples and teach them what I've taught you. Baptize them. That's that wonderful Romans image. Kill them in this water because they'll be raised to new life. As new people, new persons, beloved children, who can follow me then. That's the kind of army I'm looking for. Those who will give their all to follow me. I kind of think sometimes we're the golf balls, or, you know, when you golf a lot, you think a lot. I have this putter from my office. Let's see if I can put one out the door. I'm not going to hit the baptismal font. That's just like a tree. That's no big deal. I kind of think, let's see if I can get out the door. Whew, here we go. Come on. Oh, all right, that's a good thing I have two here. Out the door. Out the door. That's what golf ball Jesus is. Go, Jesus says. Go out the door. And find me. And find me. Because when you do, and I golf with a lot of different people, my friends, and I rarely golf by myself. It's always fun to be with somebody else. Because the first two things they always say when I say I'm a pastor is, you know, I should go to church more. It's like, well, okay, 10 o'clock on Sundays, Lacey. And then the second thing is, sorry, Pastor, for swearing. Those are the two common things. But when you're looking for Jesus, when you're looking for the golf ball Jesus, where two or three people are gathered, like my friend Dan last night, it was me and this guy named Dan from Tumwater, and we found his ball, that's it. That's what Jesus said. Where two or three are gathered, I'll be there. I'll be there to remind you and to help you remember that it is about mercy. Because all of us are worthy of mercy. And it is about forgiveness. Because we all need it. A ton of it. And it is about serving. Taking up your cross. I want all of you, Jesus says. I want all of you. Everything you have. And when you don't make it, or even like the disciples when you betray, I'm still with you. That's the promise. That's the promise we remember with resurrection and new life. That's the promise we remember in this meal. That's the promise every time we gather. Jesus is here. The golf ball Jesus. I am with you always. To the end of the age is how that gospel ends. To the end of the age. Thanks be to God. Amen.